What you talking? First you say coffee, now you say you not wash. I say I never today use the washroom. And you say you use the washroom and you touch the cup. Now you say you... What are you talking about?
You cocksucking son of a bitch.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Your motherfucking prick!
Story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Whoa. Gut shot. Hey, everybody. Madhouse Radio back. Good evening. Fuck. Good evening, you fucks. Quoting Yucko the Clown. I haven't heard about Yucko the Clown in a coon's age. Tuck's here. We're trying to connect Milkman in here. Milkman is, he was at the store last time I talked to him. And as usual, he doesn't pick up the phone because he's old and senile and stupid.
Numbers are too small, man. I don't know what's number 9 and number 2. The green button.
Ken, is that a bright shirt? Yeah. Might change in a break. Hello.
What's up?
Milkman, how you doing, man?
Better. Pasito. Que fue, que fue?
Que pasó, que pasó? Sa pasé.
Ah, está bien, y tú, mi hermano.
Todo bien, hermano. Milkman is here. Milkman, are you on the road now? Where'd you get? You just get out of Sam's Club?
I was at my recovery class there, and I'm heading home now. I'm going to stop and get a beer on the way.
Done with physical therapy. Cool. PT done for the day. PT for Milkman 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays after work. And he's just getting out of physical therapy.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, I was saying before, I hope Tuck's still here. Tuck, is your connection working? Tuck.
Tuck.
Tuck. I think Tuck had another phone call coming in. It was probably the dad. The dad usually just calls him in the middle of the night, rambles on drunk. The dad's probably drinking. Probably had a big test, so he's getting drunk for it. Tonight, we're on the extended Madhouse Radio Network, of course, as always.
What's that mean?
Hey, Tuck. Who called? Who was that calling? Was that the dad again?
No. It's personal business.
Uh-oh. Watch out. The mistress is calling.
That's right. Uprising on the plantation.
I mean, no. I mean, it's personal.
Sorry. All right. The dad calling in for phone sex, and we're not allowed to know about it. All right, everybody. That's Tuck, TuckerMike.com. He's got a personal phone call site at his website. It's for personal. Just keep it personal every there. He's not a member of the team, apparently. Because I talk about Milkman, right? Didn't I tell you the other day that...
You cannot call me.
I had a bad call. I don't care, Tuck, who calls you. We're not judging. That's fine. You can't tell us.
Yes, you are.
When you're comfortable. When you're comfortable telling us, when you think we're friends, and when you love the show, like, you know, the listeners do, Tuck, and you want to be on board.
I know. Then you they hate me, but they love you.
You tell us what your problems are and your personal stuff that makes you uncomfortable to talk about. I want to hear about that. Not now. I'm not putting you on the spot now. I'm just saying at some point one day,
right.
Caesar's going to, you know, you're going to have to render into Caesar. Caesar's going to have to tax.
I might get another phone call here in about 5 minutes and I'll have to go again. So hopefully you win. Is Milkman here now?
He's here. Milkman's okay, here.
Been good, and y'all can sort of carry the show.
Put the plantation slave uprising on the phone, please.
Yeah, we've been working on tapping your phone is the next project we're going to be doing here.
Okay,
everyone,
we're going back. Let me know how that.
$1,000 Madhouse dollars for any.
Let me know how that goes.
Successfully taps Tuck's phone.
Yeah, my cell phone.
They didn't have cell phones over there. All right. I'm just messing with you, Tuck. Don't take me. I'm just having a, you know, I'm just, you know me. Just,
you're in the mood.
You know me. Just
you're in the mood. This is good, though.
Very excited. I'm watching the Magic game, and we're winning
94-69. Oh, look at you. Oh, this is where we're winning. Cool. Good, good, good. Positive vibes.
94-69, sir. Got 7 minutes left in the fourth, just about. All right, good. That's your Magic score. Fuck the Suns. What's his face? Kevin Nash is on the bench, and he looks like fucking. Do you remember when Phil Hartman used to do prehistoric lawyer man or something like that?
Yes.
You know, like some
yes.
caveman who was a lawyer, and he looks just like that in a suit. He's sitting there in a suit. He's got long hair. He looks like prehistoric fucking lawyer, whatever Phil Hartman used to do on SNL back in the 90s. I don't lie.
Your cars scare me, oh my.
Your rules scare me. Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, dude. Rest in peace, Phil Hartman, the great Phil Hartman. Yeah. Milkman, you should go out to the Phil Hartman. You should go out to the place Phil Hartman died, man. He was there in California. You should go there one day, Milkman, and call us from there.
Milkman's gone.
We'll do a segment. Milkman's gone? Is he? Oh, he's driving around, you know.
Mr. Milkman? Mr. Milkman's gone.
Milkman. All right, we got numbers coming in from Brendan here. I can lose
name, right?
Pizza Pub in Illinois.
I thought it was Jewish the whole time. For 5 years.
Cajun's Pub and Grill. We're talking about Jewish.
Milkman.
No. No.
Hello?
Hello, Samoan.
Yeah.
All right.
That's weird. You just like faded out, dude.
Yeah, it's because you're on the cell phone.
You went out. You went gone.
Man,
you went,
it's probably you got some kind of you got some kind of chemical imbalance where phones just like. You let off some weird off polarization there. You're missing zinc or something, Milkman. I don't know what to
tell you. I think it's anti-circular polarization.
Whenever Milkman bites down on his teeth really hard. Phone calls.
Hello.
See, he's doing it again. He's getting angry.
You're in the bathroom now.
He's taking a shit in the toilet now, everybody.
Yeah.
Nice, thank you.
Everybody, get ready and pull my finger.
All right, let's focus. All right, let's not be stupid. All of you, both of you.
Wait a minute, we're supposed to be stupid. We're supposed to be in focus. It's a prank call show, correct?
We got things on the big board here we got to do tonight. All right, and we got sponsors to talk about.
Sponsors.
We got sponsors. The first hour of the show is brought to you by the ACO brand paperclip company. And please call in and mention offer number.
I drink ACO brand paperclips every day at breakfast.
Right. And make sure to mention when you call, that's acco.com, and make sure to mention offer code number 72380, and you'll get 15% off your order and free shipping.
Wow!
Number 72380. Make sure to mention that. ACO.com. We got numbers for Ack and Lou's Pizza Pub, as I said before. We got the O'Gara Bar and Grill. We got the. Do we have the Sitgo that we called last week? Who was that? Someone sent in a Sitgo last week. Let me open up the form right there, the request a prank form.
Oh,
right
that
there.
Was. Piss Mikey? Jug. Was it Mikey?
Was it Piss Jug? Who was it?
Who'd you go to?
I think it was Mikey.
Mikey 129, maybe. Resend that to me, Mikey. Yeah, because that lady just.
It was a request prank.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, she just went off on me, like, from the moment I talked to her. What did I talk to her about?
Yeah.
I don't remember. What did I say? And she was, like, instantly, like, did I say you Americans?
She didn't like the fact that you thought she was Jewish, and she said she was black and white.
Oh,
and
that's right.
And was going off about it.
I said Jews out of Pakistan. But then she say she was mixed race. She's mulatto, right? And she sounded like really.
Yeah, I'm mulatto.
She sounded like that Laura Schlesinger, kind of. She was like, what was it like? He's like, I got your number. Yeah, now I remember. I got your number. Forgot her name. Her name was Crystal, was it, right? Something like that. We got to call her back. But I don't remember. I haven't edited that show yet, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You were calling like some Arabian country or something, and she was like, I'm American, God.
No. I was
basically
saying,
was her head.
I was saying Jews out of Palestine.
That's
the first thing I said to her.
Yeah,
she just went off.
That's what
it
was. That's what it was.
Anyway, Nunu's been talking for a few weeks now. He noticed that there was a new kind of an anniversary coming around. 200 years, apparently.
What?
You know the You know the standard kind of prank call where you just, you know, you call for someone to get a pizza? You know, for a lot of people, it's like the first prank call they ever do.
The Prince Albert, the Bart Simpson style.
No, not like that, but just like, you know, the kind of prank call where you call like a limo. Jim Stewart used to do this a lot. Jim Stewart would call a limo for, you know, some place, and the limo would go out, or you call him. Jim Stewart had a thing where he would call like up to a whole fuckload of people. You know, and we all go to a hotel usually or something like that. And I think one time there was a fist fight because of it, because he sent like a third taxi at some point. You know, some kind of nasty fit fight in the parking lot of the hotel.
He sent like 20-some cabs to a hotel and was calling the hotel and
so
calling the cab companies, and they got really hot.
Right. Anyway, it's known as the Berners Street Hoax, and 200 years ago this week was the actual first time that occurred. So it was back in the 1800s or something like that.
Someone was calling cabs back then.
Well, there weren't really cabs. It was more like chimney sweepers and piano makers. Anyway, so it's called the Berners Street Hoax, and it was in Westminster, London in 1810. Some guy named Hook made a bet with his friend, Sam. Something, I don't know. And they just wanted to pick a random address and make it the most famous. He said he could make any random address the most famous in Britain for a day.
Right.
You know, whatever sum of money for it. So he wrote 4,000 letters in the name of a woman, Miss Tottenham, who lived at this address in Berners Street in London.
Uh-huh.
And on the 27th, so we're close to the 8th, but next week we're going to be doing the Thanksgiving show. So I figure we can, like, you know, celebrate it now.
But, what was your Thanksgiving?
On the 27th, there was a maid who was summoned, and this woman, like, opened the door. You know, she lives on Berners Street, and she's like, I didn't ask for a maid. And then a chimney sweeper, and then two other chimney sweepers, and then 12 other people came. You know, 12 other chimney sweepers all showed up this morning. And it went on to the point where there were large wedding cakes being delivered, large deliveries of coal, shoemakers, a dozen pianos were...
So you made the whole event out of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, six men brought down a piano, and then the governor of the Bank of England was made an appearance, and the Duke of York, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the Lord Mayor of the City of London, who I was looking this up on Wikipedia, and I clicked on the Lord Jesus Christ. Apparently in England, there's some dude who lives in London, and he's the Lord Right Honorable Lord Mayor of London is his legal title. And he's basically the mayor of the city of London, but they prance him around once a year in some parade, and he's all like he's I'm the Lord Mayor of the City of London. So
I'm the Lord Mayor of City of London.
Yeah.
Look at me.
And he's actually he's elected in, and they treat him like he's royalty, but he really is, and it's like they're giving
him. I gotta be back later.
All right, go take care of that abortion plan. Good luck with that, buddy. Anyway. So to mark it at the same address nowadays, it's no longer a residence of the Tittenbaum. You know, it's actually a fucking hotel. So we're talking about going ahead and giving them a call and fucking around with them since the 200th anniversary. I think that's appropriate. I also got a prank call here we're going to play in a little bit that Baz edited. I want to thank Baz very much for helping edit it with some prank calls. He did two of them. On the break, we're going to be playing Yellow Nextels, which is one where I get into an argument with a guy because they're tapping into our Yellow Nextels and messing up my construction company. It's pretty good. The woman goes off of me. Milkman, excuse me, I don't know if you remember that or not. And the other one is one we're going to play before the break here, maybe in a few minutes when I go and take care of some business out there. That's a prank call to that actually Reclude did. He started off with a Hispanic, Mexican kind of accent. Milkman, I know we talked about it. It's a very good call. We're going to play that in a little bit. It's actually, I don't know how it didn't. It got missed. Bass said, hey, man, do you remember this? And I said, yeah. I don't know why I never edited it out. And he's like, well, I'll take care of it. He had the older episodes, and he sent it in. So thank you, Baz. I released that on the podcast also already. It's called Junk Buster.
Awesome.
We're going to be playing that in a little
Baz
bit here.
In the house.
It's a long prank. It's 10 minutes, which is keeping me from updating it on YouTube. I think I'm just going to chop out part of the middle that isn't that good. Basically, all of my part, I'm just going to make it only a Reclude call. That'll make it like maybe 7 minutes long later on here. I haven't had a chance to do it, but I'll chop that, make it 7 minutes long, so I can update it to YouTube. I don't know. I think the limit on YouTube is 10 minutes. I don't know if it's 10 or 15. I think it's 10 now. I think it used to be 30 minutes or something like that. I don't know.
The wow, that's anyway, a major call.
That's a podcast over there, madhouselive.com. Of course, we're on cactiradio.com. I run the server for it, the rotation. Do you have any requests or any pranks or bits or shows that you think you know, maybe could be used, be added in there? If you got your own content, let me know. Drop me a line. If you think anything should come out, let me know also. Anything that doesn't work, any errors that are happening, let me know. That's Cacti Radio. And, of course, Phone Losers and RBCP. We are together united in the, I don't know, the Gemini Project of prank calls. Yeah, nothing really going on. Let me check my game out. 99 to 76. Yeah, I think we got this. That's good. That's two wins in a row. Very good. Go Magic. And it's funny because so far all the teams that have been playing the Magic at home have had to play Miami the night before. But for the most part, they're all beating Miami, who's supposed to be really awesome with LeBron James and fucking... I don't even want to get into it right now. Just a lot of fucking hype around this team. A lot of teams are, you know, that are not expected to beat the Heat are beating them, and they play Orlando the next day because we're the next NBA city up from there. And for the most part, we end up getting beat by them because they're like on such a rush because they actually beat the fucking Heat. We're not having a good season so far. 0-2 versus Boston.
On the back burner instead.
And they played Boston twice already. I don't know. I've only been watching Magic games so far. I haven't had time to watch anything national yet. I take that back. I did watch a game. I watched a West Coast game last week. I was out at a bar. How are the Miami Dolphins doing? How are they doing? I don't know. I know Dallas sucks right now. I know my fantasy football team is has only hit two wins. I'm 2-7, I believe, right now. That sucks. Things are bad. Drink some of my piss water.
That's good for you, you know, if you gargle with it.
All right. It's going to move into the prank calls. Going to call that place that Nunu's talking about that I just mentioned, historical place in history of prank calls. I invited Jim Stewart to call in tonight. He didn't respond. Maybe it was too short notice. I don't know. We're going to see if I can actually dial right now. International, I may not be able to. I think I am out of credit. It appears that I am. I have to buy more credit. Well, that sucks.
Can you call?
Nunu's saying to have multiple people calling me. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, totally. We can open up the conference line and do that if we want. This case, I'm going to have to defer to play the prank that I was talking about because I'm going to have to buy some Skype credit real quick here. I apologize, folks. Please stand by. What was that called again? Junk Buster? This is the plan anyway, was to play this at some point early in the show. We might as well knock it out now. And again, big thanks to Baz for editing this out. With the extended holiday weekend coming up, I think I'll have a chance to maybe finally catch it up. We shall see. Junk Buster, everybody. We're right back. Reclude. Frank.
Junk Buster, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, do you know where the Los Altos Park is?
Do I know where the Los Altos Park is?
Yes. We got
no, sir, I don't.
Okay, it's over on the, it's over at northeast on Tulane Avenue.
Okay.
I said, so, what, you know?
Okay. Well, where are you from, sir?
Hello?
Are you drunk?
No, my cousin, he gave me the cell phone.
Okay, well, why don't you call your cousin and have him tell you where the Los Altos Park is?
No, I give you the address.
You got the wrong number, my friend.
What's that? This is in Long
Beach.
You got
the wrong number.
Huh? This is in Long Beach.
I'm not information.
Hey, listen, cocksucker, I got a park over here.
You
we need the garbage picked up.
Where you from? You
need a lot of trash picked up. What are your problem?
You asked me where the Los Altos Park is.
No, I said, do you know where it is? Because that's where I am. I need the junk picked up from here. Don't you understand?
Okay, well, you know what? Shove your trash up your ass, fool. fucking wet.
Hey, you're an asshole.
To place a call, to listen to your recorded call.
That was good. What a fucking prick that guy, man.
Hello?
Hello, somebody hung up on my cousin.
Yeah, that's me, man. You calling to start trouble? You in Long Beach, big boy?
Of course.
Your cousin's looking for trouble. He's looking for trouble with me.
I mean, you come down here.
And he's drunk.
You're such a tough guy.
You know what? I have his phone number, and I'm going to call the police right now because I don't want to come out and beat the fuck out of you because you're pissing me off, you motherfucker. I'm a business. And you want to fucking play? I'll eat you for lunch.
Hey, Joe Bendejo.
You want to fucking play? I'm going to give you. I don't like you either. So stick your fucking. He called me a cocksucker, you motherfucker. Okay? You want to fucking play? We'll play. I'll fucking throw you over the border.
I'm an American.
So don't you fucking call me. You call me one more time. Your fucking friend is going to jail.
What's
asshole,
that? I don't go to jail. You know who it is?
I'm calling the cops, and I'm giving them this number right now that just called me, and you guys are going to get fucked.
You know
what
it is?
Fuck
you
up your ass.
To place a call. One.
He's going to throw you over the border, man. The fuck is that?
Over the border.
Jack, my name's Michael. One of your guys, maybe I know many times you guys give your phones out, cell phones out to your workers. Well, one of your drunken Mexican guys keeps harassing me tonight and his buddy about just a bunch of nonsense, you know, calling, you know, about Los Altos Park or this or that bullshit. Well, they do it again. I'm calling the police because you know what? I don't want to get myself in trouble, but they're really pissing me off. So you might want to check out what's going on. And all right, I'd let you know what they're up to. I'll talk to you later because they push it. They're gonna push me over the edge tonight.
Oh shit!
That's great. Let's call it back.
Hello. Yes, this is Valente. Just returning a call. Someone left some kind of odd voicemail in our office. Emergency voicemail. Can I help you out?
Do you have some Mexican guys that work there?
Well, we have several Mexican gentlemen, Hispanic Americans that work for us. Is there a problem that I can? Did someone mess up on a job? What is the problem, sir?
Well, the guy they're calling me and his buddy, calling on an unavailable call, and they're looking for trouble. They're one guy calling me a cocksucker and this and that.
Well,
first of all,
I don't need to hear that type of language on my telephone machine, first of all.
Let me tell you something. Coming more than mine. I'm going to call the police.
Don't worry about it. I've already reported you, sir. I've already reported you, and I have you down as a violent call.
You're a drunken fool, just like them, too. Okay?
Sir, you woke me up out of bed. You woke me up out of bed.
Asshole. Because, you know what, fuck yourself. Your number came in, and it's through you, so you better take the heat. And if you want to fucking go, we'll go. Where are you? Where are you, motherfucker?
We're here in Long Beach. We're in Long Beach.
Me and my friends, we'll fucking meet you right now, buddy. Where are you at?
What do you want to meet?
Come on. Where are you at?
Well,
you know North Long Beach?
Well, I
you
hear...
North Long Beach?
Yes, as a matter of fact. On Cherry Street.
Pussy whip. Call me one more time.
Then
your number.
I'm down in the area. You come down there right now. We're going to tell you what the Chicos are about.
We have a different... I hear a different story from Jose. Jose's telling me a different story.
He's your buddy now, huh?
I hear...
Each other's cocks, huh?
He is... He's my employee.
You're both fucking each other sick right there.
Listen, you white motherfucker, you don't know chick. You sitting down there jerking off fucking with the junkyard and all that shit.
He's fucking you in the ass right now, huh, boy?
Huh?
He's fucking you like a boy, huh?
I just want you to know.
Don't you talk like that.
Yeah, no. Then why are you calling me asshole?
Listen, I don't like your attitude. Now, you shut up.
By your boss?
You shut up. You want to meet me at the park?
No, your boss, you keep calling me fucker. You want to want some more? Come on, fight me like a man.
What's stopping me? I mean, you're sitting there on the phone. I'm down here. I told you where I am.
You fucking ass.
I told you where I am. You're such a pussy. You're just talking.
You
just
live in your ass right now.
You
want to
know where I'm at? I give you the address right now. I give you the address right now.
No, leave me there, you fucker.
Okay, here it is. You ready? You ready for the address?
Yeah.
It's 2218. 2218. You writing this down?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tulane Avenue.
What is it?
God damn it.
Tulane?
2218. Tulane Avenue.
You know what I heard about that? You know what I heard about it? You guys fuck each other in the ass over there. You're a bunch of ass fuckers.
Excuse me.
That's a shitty joke.
You listen to me. Hey, junk buster man, you damn immigrants come in this fucking country, start calling around threatening my workers, my hard fucking workers with their yellow necks.
I'm not an immigrant, asshole.
You fucking...
Look at you. Look at you fucking hanging with your fucking fag boy. Go fuck yourself. You call me again, I'm calling the
When I get done with the lawsuit that I'm going
to
put on you, you're going
to
be begging.
Call, press 1.
That guy's funny, man. Holy
that was
shit.
Pretty good. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Call back.
Tell them you're on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway.
Hello? Yeah, finally you answered the phone. All right, I'm going to give you the address. You fucking tough guy, you come down here. You stop talking shit. Ready? 2218. 2218 Tulane Avenue. No, I want to fucking shake hands with you, you half a fag. Come on, I'm fucking tired of playing around with you.
I'm
done with the accent. Come on down here.
I'm going to lift you like a refrigerator, you motherfucker.
Then I'm going to stuff your ass with your fucking wetback Mexican that you're fucking,
and I'm going to slide your fucking ass up in your head up and down the stairs and turn your face around coming down.
The stairs?
And then I'm going to kick I'm going to kick the fucking shit out of your ass.
What stairs are you talking about?
No, it's going to be the stairs that I drag your fucking ass to.
Where?
Because you know what? You just helped me out.
There's no fucking stairs, you dipshit.
And I got you.
There's a curve.
No, what I'm saying, I'm going to drag your ass to the fucking jail stairs. Okay?
The jail stairs.
I'm going to fucking drag your ass on the concrete in front of the fucking city hall, asshole. Okay?
You're a fucking idiot, dude. Just meet me at this address, all right? And then we'll talk, all right?
Yeah.
Then I'll beat your fucking ass. You ready?
You got a pen on me?
You want me to text it to you? I got the address, tough guy. Come on, take me to jail.
Are you trying to scare me tonight, badass?
A what?
You trying to scare me? Well, let's meet at
a No, I'm talking about meet up and we'll...
Let's meet at a bar. Let's meet at a club.
Oh,
I'm gonna give you a club.
Club.
It's over here. No,
fucking
come
pussy
your
club.
Fucking
come on.
Yet.
What at the fucking
club? No,
come
on, so we can dirtbag it out in the parking lot.
Where at?
I'm gonna punch you in the parking lot, man. Over here. It's on South Street in Paramount.
What's it called?
Okay? It's a strip club. There's a show. You know,
I'm not fucking meeting you at a strip club. Are you fucking stupid?
Come on. I'm saying in the parking lot, asshole.
Oh, yeah. Of course they haven't got cameras and shit out there. That's a fucking bright idea.
That's a bright fucking idea.
Why don't you choose someplace better? Maybe we'll meet up, okay? Maybe we'll meet up. You choose a better place.
And then I'm gonna put your nose up.
What are you gonna do? Put a G-string over my face and rub it? What are you gonna? I mean,
well, you already have your wetback's cock in your mouth. But you know what? The cops are gonna be calling you because you know what? Now I've got two phone numbers that came in first to me, and I've got an address.
Let me get this straight. You're going
to
kick my ass, plus take me to jail, plus take me to a strip club.
To place a call, press 1.
He's going to take you to a strip club. Oh, shit.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
You said my girl.
Or, well, apparently it takes up to 15 minutes, so I'm waiting on my damn credits. We're going to stick to local then. All right, fine. Well, rather than wait while the credit comes through. Well, there's Junk Buster again. Nice.
I think you're fine.
It's called the Sit-Go. Cause we love you. I don't know if this is the same single from last week. Mr. Moonlight. And the night you don't come my way, I pray and pray more each day. Fucking faggot song. Fucking what a stupid idea to play the Beatles all night.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
What's that noise on the phone? Huh?
Huh?
There's a noise on the phone, a weird funky noise on the phone. Is everything okay?
Who's this?
This is Cross. This is... Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. Yeah? This is Cross. This is Sitgo.
This is Sitgo gas station, buddy. What happened? Something wrong with my phone?
There's a problem with the food there, yeah. And we're going to have to come down and make an inspection. So I'm here to take a statement on your behalf, whether or not you agree or disagree to the following questions. Are you in a position where you can speak now and report on this, sir?
Excuse me.
I have an allegation here that I'm making, and I need to get some facts and information here from you about your papers and your information.
Okay, come on.
Oh, are you ready for... I mean, do you have time now? This might take about 5 minutes to ask you these questions. Are you available now?
What kind of question you want?
Question number one. Do you clean the surfaces after meat is cut on the surface? Yes or no?
Who is this first enemy?
This is Cross. I'm calling with the National Association of International Business Machines and Health Inspections.
Okay, come on over here, then we can talk. No problem.
No, we can't do this, and we have to do the phone interview
first. Okay, buddy, come here, then we can talk.
Well, if we're going there, we're fining you $500 a day, sir, and you're not going to be allowed to sell any food or beverages at all, prepared or unprepared. Oh. And the lottery.
Okay.
Do you sell lottery tickets there? Because you're not going to be selling them any longer if I have to go down there. You understand?
Okay. Come here, I can give you the answer.
Do you wash your hands? Is it true you don't wash your hands? Hello?
Excuse me.
It's true that you don't wash your hands because we have a picture of you not washing your hands and you went to the bathroom. You went to the bathroom there and you didn't wash your hands and it's reported here.
So who told you I not wash? I not go to the washroom. I not never use the washroom today.
There was a customer there who has
no customer over here from last hours.
No, this is within the last
few
days.
How you talk like that one? I know I not go to the washroom today.
Not today, sir. This is within the last few days.
Last year, day. Then you can come over here and I can talk to you. No problem.
Well, listen, we're going to take a test of your hands right there. Shit. All right, that's cool. Cool. He's still there. His line's still open. Hello, sir. He's not saying anything to us. All right, waiting to see if we can get Milkman to connect back up. Sitgo. Isn't that the Venezuelan company? Let me turn this fucking beep off on this phone. God damn it.
Hello.
Milkman.
Hey.
Hey, what happened?
I lost the signal, man. Are you there?
Yeah, are you alright? What the hell? Why do you sound so scared? Is someone in your house?
No, I'm not. I'm not scared. I just, my asthma's acting up.
Jesus, you scared the hell out of me. Like, ooh. Did you hear that call? I'm calling him back.
Sorry.
Don't be scared.
I was trying to listen, but I wasn't getting very much of it.
Man, Magic won the game, by the way, 105-89 tonight.
Hello.
Okay, I think the telephone messed up here, but I have the man on the phone here who made the report. And I don't know if you wanted to answer his accusation there, but he said that he saw you go to the bathroom and you didn't wash your hands.
I never used today bathroom, okay?
Well,
I told you I never used. Okay, I don't know. Who are you?
Is there another person there that uses the bathroom that is ethnic?
Nobody inside. Nobody inside.
Someone uses the bathroom there, sir. How long are you there a day?
Nobody inside, right? Nobody.
So you don't use the bathroom. Do you make a pee-pee outside, or where do you go?
If you don't know, how you can tell me? You go to the bathroom, you go to use the bathroom. How you tell me? If you don't know, where's my bathroom?
Well, the man on the phone now says that he saw you went pee-pee in a thermos cup. and behind the counter.
I don't have a thermos. I don't use the washroom. How you say that?
Well, what do you make pee-pee
in? Oh, that city, I want to write down. What's your name? Tell me.
This is Cross.
I want to report. What's your name?
This is Cross. You have a
fax. Tell me your name.
This is Cross, sir. C-R-O-S-S.
C-R-O-S-S.
Yes, and I'm with
International... What company do you belong? What company?
International Business Machines.
Machines?
International Business Machines and Health Inspections. You got that?
I am writing everything.
Okay, good.
International Machine and?
International Business Machines. International, you got it? Business, International Business Machines and Health Inspections.
Which city do you belong?
We're in Chicago, Illinois.
Hello?
Hello. What's going on? Are you talking to me or another person on the cell phone? See, that's I'm writing that down in my report, that you're answering a cell phone there, too. Hello?
I'm talking to the liar by the other side.
You're talking to who?
Liars.
The liars?
Yeah.
Who's liars?
My liars.
Your liars? You have people that lie for you?
Hanji Maharaj ki ala.
Oh, your lawyer. Oh, okay. My bad. Oops.
Handy.
Give him a handy. Heard that? That's what he pays him, so handy. He asked for a handy in payment, the lawyer. The liar. Handy's also known as a hand job.
Handy?
Uh-huh. Handy, come on, guy, hurry up.
So I give you call back again, okay? If I need. Oh. Yes, buddy.
What happened, sir?
I don't know what happened. You tell me now.
Okay. Well, there was a report that you're making pee-pee right, but behind the counter there, and it's like a cup you have there or something?
Is that no coffee.
No coffee, but no, like, that you're making bathroom, but then you don't wash your hands, and then you make food.
What are you talking? First you say coffee, no, you said you don't wash. I say I never today use the washroom. And you say you use the washroom and you touch the cup. No, you said you... What are you talking about?
I didn't say coffee, brother. You know, I'm just
trying... What do you say then?
I'm just trying to figure this out with you, you know, and I don't want to, you know, have to make you lose your business, okay? I want to help you, so help me help you. This is in your best interest to help me out. That's all.
This is not time to help me, okay?
Okay.
It's closing time. 10 o'clock, we're going to close.
Okay, but the only problem is they're going to make it so you can't sell lottery tickets and no food and no beverage whatsoever there if they have to come tomorrow. We're just trying to get, maybe there was a misunderstanding
okay.
here.
Okay, okay.
But
okay.
If you admit that you didn't wash the hands, then that's okay and I can...
Okay, buddy.
Who didn't wash
Talk
the hands?
Talk to me tomorrow.
Who didn't wash the hands? Okay. Tell me there, because we're going to do a test right there with, they put alcohol on your hand and they run a machine. And it goes,
okay,
like
you
and
can
goes,
test me tomorrow, no problem.
Oh, we're going to use the hand machine.
Okay.
And we're also,
okay.
Hey, handy, okay. handy. All
right. Okay.
Handy.
Okay, bye.
Handy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Handy. Whatever. All right. Okay. All right, dude. That's fun. Handy.
He had a poop in the oven and he turned it on.
No one uses the bathroom there. That was a Citgo station. Thank you.
He got a little bucket out front. A little bucket out front that shit and go.
Lonesome Loser should be Lonesome Loser should be joining us here in a little bit. This is Madhouse Radio. Coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. Going on about 40 minutes a show or so, about an hour now since we started our mobilization for the night. You can send in your request to me if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger over at Madhouse Radio. Again, Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL, or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to tune into the phone show. We'll be on next Tuesday night at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Only on 98.6 The Mouth and cactiradio.com and PLA. So I guess it's not only one place. It's only several places, you know. I can't even say exclusively.
Don't you dare miss it.
And also, we are on syndicateradio.tv. Be sure to miss, not to miss the Two White Wiggers in New York show Saturday night. They'll be on this week with some of their black African-American friends from Uptown. And they're going to be talking about how black people don't play defense and how they're losing everything, man. Again, that's the White People Wigger show on syndicateradio.tv at 10 p.m. I don't know who they are. This is two wiggers. They're from New York. They talk like they're from New York, like assholes, like the majority of people on Syndicate most of the time. Unfortunately, I mean, these are just observations. What I hear, you know, I don't associate with Syndicate Radio. Or those people who are mean to me or assholes to me. You know? I'm kidding. I like Syndicate. There's a lot of white people there at Syndicate. I don't get along well with whites.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 60. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling, you may enter it at any time. For directions to the hotel, please press 1. For reservations, press 2. For the front desk, please press 3 or hold on for further assistance. Thank you.
Later, Chuck LaFette. Thanks for tuning in. Wait, what am I supposed to hit? I forgot. Well, that went well. All right, let's call the London place. I got the credit. It finally came through. Just got the notification here on my computer machine, on my Skype machine. Let's call them. Milkman, you still there, or do you hang up again? We lost Tuck at some point.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Nope, can't hear you. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Trying to call London again. All right. That's the classic London tune. Oh, there's more basketball tonight. I love Thursday nights. Come on, hotel, pick up. This is the hotel in Berners Street in London. 200-year anniversary of the order of pizza to your neighbor prank call. Ah. Drinking Crystal Light lemonade tonight. And added stevia to it. Alright, they're not going to pick up. Maybe we'll try them later. For old time's sake, let's try to call Junkbusters. Let's see what's up with them. Or that guy. I don't know his name. I did find his name somewhere on Google. I'm not going to give it out.
Junkbusters.
I'm going to speak Mexican style to him. See if he gets upset. Hello? There we go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this John Busters? Hello?
Who?
Yeah, is this John Buster? Hello?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, look, I need to get a junk taken out.
What city?
In Long Beach.
Oh, yeah? What do you have?
I got a Buick needs to be taken out. It's my neighbor's, and I want it gone.
What is it?
It's a neighbor's Buick, and I want it gone. Do you know?
Oh, I don't haul vehicles.
No, but it's junk.
I haul junk.
I evicted him, and he's got a lot of junk in front. He has a car, and he's got other junk, boxes of junk.
Okay, have him call me for everything except
no,
the
no, no, I evicted him. He's gone.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah, it's going to cost you about $700-$800.
That's stupid. Do you know? And you're stupid. You stupid maracón.
Go to jail, Dick. Yeah.
You stupid American. Aw, man. That's good to revisit the guy. That's a good kid.
There you go.
Hello? Hello? Hey,
bud.
Hey, buddy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. You know, and all that I said. I didn't mean it. I don't know what came over me. I just want to say I'm sorry. All right? You're stupid. He hung up already pretty quickly. Well, at least I got my sorry out to him. All he knows I wasn't being serious. Milkman, your phone makes noises, like plasticky noises. Are you mashing buttons over there while we do the show?
What kind of noises?
Like button mashing ones. Plastic noises.
I'm not even touching the phone.
Yeah.
I can mute it.
No, you're right, man. It might be me. It could be me. We're going to call that Sidgo a little later. As well as the one from last week that was sent in as a request.
That was Ken, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Ken.
Ken did? Yeah.
It was a request to Frank from the website, actually.
Yeah, it looks like somebody... Yeah.
Frank.
I think somebody tried to... I think someone tried to call in. Look, man, I think someone tried to call in, sir. Anyway. I'm going to try the Sanderson Hotel again in Burner Street for Nunu. Because we talked about this for a while, you know, and I think it's fair. Milkman, you got any plans for Thanksgiving night? We're going to do a show, or we're just going to maybe take a break? What do you think?
As far as I know, I'm up for a show, man. I think it's kind of a tradition.
Yeah, we always end up doing a pretty good show that night. Sometimes we usually start late, though.
Usually, yeah, because I take everybody's meals and all that stuff. But by the time we get on, we usually get quite a good showing. Turnout with the package.
Yeah, because if I start the show at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's still 7 on the West Coast, and it's still a little too early. Some people are still wrapping up, give enough time to get home. I usually do a show at midnight because I don't have to work the next day, Black Friday. Last year, Black Friday, I had a spending spree. This year, I don't have any fucking money. Last year, I bought two flat panel monitors, man, and I bought a laptop. I took advantage of those sales. And last year I noticed you didn't have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to get any of the tech sales or anything like that. They were all like late in the day. Not late in the day, but they were extended, but the shit would run out. This year my aim is to get a... oh, Jesus. An external hard drive. I only got 300 gigs in my laptop right now.
You going to get a portable or are you going to get a full-size?
No, I'm going to get a portable. I'm not going to get an electric one. I mean, one that's going to need an external power source, you know what I mean?
Yeah, those are better.
Yeah, I want to get like a, you know, flash one, a solid-state one, so I don't have to carry an extra power source for it. It's going to be for my laptop, you know, so I want to get at least a terabyte. So I'm sure there's got to be a deal on a terabyte coming up here. This Friday. I gotta check out the websites. There's websites every year out there that, you know, have the deals. You know, nice and laid out. Anyway. Keep hitting the cable. Stay in, bitch.
Do y'all have fries over there?
Do we have fries over here? No.
Yeah.
Not here. Those are only in the West Coast. But I hear good things of fries.
Yeah, what about Costco?
Costco we do. I used to be a Costco member now, but now we are a Sam's Club family. But Sam's Club, Costco has a good deals. Yeah, they usually got good deals. Yeah, my in-laws have got Costco.
Especially on drive.
You know, yeah. I learned a trick. If you want to buy something at Costco, but you don't want to buy the membership, what you do is you go online to the website, you buy a gift certificate. You don't have to be a member to buy a gift certificate. You buy it for the amount of what you're going to spend. And you just use that same gift certificate. That's what you use. You don't need to buy the membership. You just go in, you get the deal. So you don't. That's a way around it. I know people that do that for tires and shit like that, laptops, TVs. Hey, Tuck.
Oh, you don't call me back no more, huh? I'll call you now.
Oh, did you call me? I don't know. Let me call you. Ready? I'll call you back. But I got Milk. I don't think Milkman sent this call. Hang on.
All right.
I'll call you back. All right, Milkman, you there? It's on hold. Oh shit! Screwed it up. Milkman.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, dial error there. Hang on, I got to add someone here. Let me get Tuxton with his private conversation. Let's get him here. And I'm going to try to call the British number again.
Hello?
Hello, we're calling Britain Talk. Hang on.
See if... Hey, Britain.
They didn't pick up last time.
Maybe they will this time.
Yeah.
They're probably missing a couple birds on each other.
Can't be that late.
Morning, Sir Anderson.
Yeah, hi, listen. I'm confirming I'm on my way over there for a chimney sweeping. How many chimneys...
Are you calling Sanderson?
Yeah, exactly. The Sanderson Hotel. I've got you down for a chimney sweeping here. I'm calling to confirm that. I'm going to be there in about 1 hour. And we need to have everyone turn off the chimney machines, everybody off, and we need everybody out of the rooms when we get there. We should be there in about 30 minutes, and our work will take about 60 minutes. So need to clear...
I have to connect you to reception, I'm afraid. Hold on.
Well, no, I'm not making reservations. Oh, Jesus.
Good morning, Sanderson. Front desk King is speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. I'm confirming I'm coming in for the chimney sweeping and the gutter sweeping. I'm going to be there in about 30 minutes. We need everyone out of those particular units out for 60 after we're there, so about 90 minutes total.
What is it?
Chimney sweeping.
Just one moment, please. I'll get you my manager, okay? Just one second.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hi, this is Caroline.
Yes, sir. Hi. I was calling to confirm I'm coming over for the chimney sweeping, and I should be there in about 30 minutes with my crew. And we're going to need everyone who's in those particular units to be out for about 60 minutes total out of their spaces. And we need to know how many units there are just so we can kind of maybe get a general idea how long until our second job.
Are you sure you've got the right hotel?
Yeah, this is the Sanderson Hotel on Berners Street.
Yeah, I wasn't given any instructions in regards to this. Let me get my engineer. One moment, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm a lady. I'm not a sir.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got you, buddy. Fucking Michael Vick. He has one good night, and everyone's like, oh, he's back. Same with Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow had a good night.
Oh, Tebow.
All over Florida here in the newspapers, all of them. Orlando Sentinel, the columnist, Tim Tebow has arrived in the NFL. He had 2 touchdowns. Oh, big fucking day.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Of course not. It's man's sports.
He's talking about baseball.
That's the worst. I know more about basketball than
baseball.
Bunch of rednecks and immigrants standing around.
Hi, madam.
No, I'm a sir.
Oh, right. Okay, madam. I don't know anything about the chimney soup that you're talking about.
Well, I'm still coming over, so I need to know how many units are there.
I don't have any. That's the problem.
Where are your spaces at? Who's in charge? Let me talk to the engineer man, please.
I just spoke to him, and he says he doesn't know anything about this.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I get you down for a late show, no cancel. What was your name again?
Who did you arrange this with?
I arranged this with Cross and Valente and Associates, International Business Machines, to come down here, as we do every year in November. So if you're telling me you're canceling this out, then we're still sending you a bill. I need your name. I'm putting you down as on the POS. So what was your name again, sir?
If you could give me a contact that you actually spoken to at the hotel, then I can look into this for you. But if you don't give me a contact, I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't have contacts on a contract that's been written for the last 10 years. I don't understand. I'm on my way. I don't deal with the accounting. Those people are closed right now. I just know I got my guys in the yellow Nextels in the car, and we're on the way to come to do the job. So as far as I understand, if you want to take...
And I'll have the engineer meet you. Come. I'll have the engineer meet you.
You don't have to be nasty with me, sir. All right? If you wanted to pick it up with the boss, whenever it is, during
Listen, you can come. I'm telling you, you can come, and you can meet with my engineer, okay?
That's what she said!
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
That's what she said.
All right, buddy. Well, if you want to come by, you're more than welcome.
Okay, it doesn't work that way, though. You understand it doesn't work that way, the way you think it does, sweetie. All right?
Okay.
So can I talk to a man now, please?
I don't have anyone for you to speak to. I am the manager this evening, and I'm a woman, so
that's
sorry.
That's unfortunate. Maybe that's what the problem is here.
Okay, sure. Listen, if you want to come by, you can come by, and you can speak to my engineer then, but he doesn't have a telephone. You can reach him.
Well, if we come on site, what I'm letting you know, if we come on site and there's not a problem there, we're still going to charge you for this. Okay.
Charge me for what?
For however how many spaces. You wouldn't even tell me how many spaces are in use there right now.
Because I don't know anything about this.
All right, we're going to put you down for 20 spaces then. And it's going to be your responsibility. Okay. And since you're the manager in charge, I guess I'll have to find out some way what your name is.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, what's her name? Because I'm putting her down here for saying you're not refusing to pay on the spaces.
Refuse to pay for what?
On the spaces, for the chimney sweeping. We got you down for refusal to pay here. Because you can't
okay,
just you can't just
yeah,
cancel.
You, can do that because,
you can't just cancel okay. when the cleaning company's on the way, sir. That's not how things work here, okay? You don't
okay,
just go
okay.
around and do that because we could have had another
okay,
job today to do.
Okay.
All right, well,
okay.
We're getting paid for it.
Okay.
Stupid
okay.
monkey. Stupid monkey
okay.
asshole. All
monkey,
right. Okay.
Monkey asshole. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's you. Yeah, there you go.
We don't have a simile yet, so it's fuck off, okay? Bye bye.
What did he say at the end, Nunu? Please translate that. I don't know. Just an old pass.
Basically, it was, you know.
What the hell was that?
Right. Alright, let's continue. Yeah.
Sounds like a gay bellhop.
Doo la la la. I missed you three places. 11:16, everybody. Madhouse Radio for November 18th. That's right. That's what my calendar and Windows 7 says. Next week is Thanksgiving. I hope you all got great plans. We're going to be doing our show midnight next week, Eastern time, starting late. Should we start? I could probably wing starting at 10. And we just go late. We'll do 1 hour late. Special black hour Black Friday.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, and we have fun because we call, and I found every year more and more businesses are open. It's easier to find businesses that are open as every year goes by here on Thanksgiving night. And as a matter of fact, I believe this year for the first time ever on Thanksgiving Day all day, Sears and Kmart are both going to be open all day on Thanksgiving. Sears for the first time in their history of 100-something years. What does that say? I don't know. What does it mean? I don't understand.
They need money. They need the money.
Well, I understand because when things were good,
yes.
I remember when things were good, Walmart used to open right at midnight all the time. Well, you're right, actually, because Walmart doesn't close at all now, right? Didn't we learn that last year? I called, like, trying to do the doorbuster stuff at Walmart. Like, we've been open all day. We don't do that
they're
anymore.
Pretty much, yeah, they're 24 hours. Pretty much every location 24 hours.
Yeah, I think it's in the show stuff. What's going on here?
What
that's
do you mean? What?
The music was playing. You can't hear it. Of course. Horse. Mike, you want to
okay,
yes. Yes, yes, we're recording, yes sir.
I heard some Beatles earlier, but I feel like I meant to remind you I hope you're recording for that.
I was in a Radio Shack, Milkman might appreciate this. Milkman, I was in a Radio Shack yesterday. How does Radio Shack stay in business? Uh-huh. How are there so many Radio Shacks and how do they stay in business?
I don't know.
You know, they're
like selling their branded stuff now they carry unbranded stuff, you know, not the Radio Shack or Candy brand,
not us.
Well, they carry RCA and stuff like that, and they got cell phones.
Well, sure,
right?
They carry RCA, but like everything else, you know, it's just
RCA isn't any good anyway, right?
But they're not selling exclusively Candy and Radio Shack product. That's what they always did for decades, and finally somebody got smart in the 2000s and decided, hey, we'll allow RCA, Quasar, whatever, to sell their product there. So that's the only reason they're still in business.
Yeah, remember they had Optimus was such shit. Battery. They had the Optimus was their home audio stuff, and someone tried to sell me Optimus once. I went in, like, I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a subwoofer. Like, oh, we got this Optimus over here that we're phasing out, the whole Optimus thing. I was like, wow, you can. It was like for $10. Like, I don't think I'm going to buy a subwoofer that costs $10. Over here in Orlando, there's a scam that goes on. It's been going on for years, and they've hit me up twice. I'll be in traffic, and some guy will, like, it'll be a van with two dudes in it, and they'll be next to me in a red light, and they're like, hey! And I'll open my window, like, yeah, and they're like, hey, man! You want to buy some speakers? We were supposed to do this job, and we got the papers right here, and the guy refused the shipment. We're trying to sell it off cheap. But apparently it's just a scam. It's people that they just do this in cities all over the country. And they have the same story, and people end up buying the shitty speakers, and they really suck. They're, like, really low-quality ones. And you end up paying more than you should. There's a lot of, like, Kirby Vacuums is another company. Like,
why would you take someone off the street and go, okay, I'll throw some speakers off of you, stranger, and it's just running around.
It's happened to me twice. Why? Yeah.
It's just a choice.
They're like, you want to buy speakers? Like the last time it happened, I was like, no thanks. Sorry, no thanks. I heard about the scam. I'm like, oh, all right, and they leave. The last time it happened, I was on my way to school, and I was buying gas, and it was a black guy and a white guy, and the black guy was like the new guy or something. He was like the muscle, you know, like for moving the speakers or something. I don't know what part he was playing. I was like, yeah.
No, you gotta tell him the next time you see him, Hermano, you say, hey, I bought these things last year, man. I want a warranty return. Hold on right there.
Right, yeah, I got them right here. And there's another one, and it's funny because I was listening to a local radio show, and they had people calling in with these. And this other one has happened to me once before, but it's happened a lot in the Orlando area. There's a guy who'll go around, and he's got a cooler. It's like an actual freezer in the bed of a truck. And he'll stop you, and he's like, yeah, man, I got a restaurant, and the power went out, and I went out of business, and they're getting rid of everything, so I'm selling all the meat really cheap. And he's got like a freezer right there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy meat from a guy who's driving around with it in the back of a truck. That's kind of weird.
Right.
That's one of them. There's a scam that they've hit me up about three times now where they come up to the gas station. And they say, hey, man, look, I'm out of gas. I got to drive all the way to, you know, like it's like 10 exits over on the highway, you know. And they point at their gas, and it's like, look, there's only one bar left or whatever. What am I going to do? It's an emergency. And it's always, I don't know. I always gave them like a dollar here, man. It's whatever. Oh, thanks. Anyway, that's another scam. I know it's a scam because it happens here. There was a guy in Orlando that was going around in a black guy in a chef's outfit, like the chef hat and the white gown and all that stuff, or whatever they call it. And he was knocking on people's. He was like, "Yeah, I need money." And another time, in downtown Orlando, was a guy, and his sign said, "I can't lie. I'm just lazy. I need money." Like he said, "I can't lie. Just need money." I think it was maybe like I don't know. Someone was like secretly recording it or something like that. But anyway, Matt O'Connor were mentioning Bob Levy, Reverend Bob Levy bought meat off a guy in a truck. Fuck that shit. I wouldn't eat that. No way, man. I'm just going to buy meat for some guy. And he looked like a Haitian-looking guy. Jeez.
They have those, there are these frozen trucks that run around. And Swanson's, I think it's.
Yeah, well, that's legit. The Swanson thing, yeah. That's.
I don't really.
That's like the Avon lady, but they just sell frozen stuff. That's all right. There was a Swanson guy in my – he used to come in the neighborhood. He used to always break down in the neighborhood. He did like three – I would be walking home from school, and he'd be sitting there, and his truck's broken down on the side of the road, like, oh, it happened again. It was like, oh, it was like –
But even I am a little – I don't know.
His truck sucked. I don't know. My mom bought that Swanson stuff sometimes. The meatballs were good as fuck. You could buy a big bag of frozen meatballs for like $4.
Man. Yeah, it's like a national chain, man.
Yeah.
They used to come around, and you can get pretty good ice cream and shit off them, too. You're right about the meatballs. I've had them before.
Oh, those meatballs are great. You put toothpicks in it, man. It's a fucking Super Bowl party right there, bro. Forget about
Ready
it.
Ready to go.
Yeah, buddy. All right, let's continue on here with some more pranks. Kirby Vacuums, I was saying. That's another. I hear like there's... Well, we prank called the Kirby Vacuum place once here. They had a job advertisement, I remember. And I said, yeah, it's just that Kirby fucking bullshit. She's like, it's just this Kirby shit. She got all offended and upset because I called it shit, which it is. You pay like $1,000 for a vacuum and it doesn't do shit. Super.
Kirby's been around a long, long, long time.
Yeah, man. And the Ginsu knives. No lonesome loser yet. But as mentioned before, we got that number in Nunu. That Nunu wants Milkman to call now. Milkman, you ready to deliver a piano, sir?
Okay. Milkman can't lift a piano all by
Milkman.
Himself.
Milkman's on physical therapy. He can't lift a piano. Nunu, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? You're trying to kill the man?
What kind of
stupid idea is that?
Poor Milkman. No, we have to pass on that. No. You ready, Milkman? I want you to say you're going to deliver a piano, all right? That's next here as we celebrate the 200th anniversary of the great Burner Street hoax. Legend of Burner Street.
I don't want to see this happen. I don't want any part of this.
Any second now. Can't wait to take a break so I can eat some food. In my belly. My belly.
Yes,
we're here to deliver a piano. I just wanted to let you know for somebody to please open the doors.
You're delivering a piano?
Yes, we're delivering a piano. So if somebody needs to open the door, give us access. Steinway Piano.
Hello? Now, this is English speaking. How can I help?
Steinway Piano, could you please open the doors?
You're delivering a piano to where, sorry?
Yes. A Steinway Piano. You need to open the lobby doors.
Which side of the hotel you are at?
Well, we're on the front side.
On the court side. And which hotel are you coming to?
It's the main entryway. We have the Steinway Piano loaded up and we're ready to deliver it. Could you please open the doors up?
Just one moment, please.
The reception's on those, though. Milkman, I sent you the name of the hotel. It's the Sanderson Hotel.
Front desk, Caroline speaking.
Yes, Caroline, we're here to deliver the Steinway Piano. Could you have somebody please open the doors?
I think you have the wrong place. We don't
We're delivering. I got a manifest that says Steinway Piano delivered to Sanderson Hotel. And we wanted to make sure that somebody was there to access, allow us access. We need to open the doors.
I'm sorry, I don't have any information about this, so I'm not opening the doors. I can put you through to my security department, though, if you'd like.
Well, no, this is not security. It says deliver to main lobby.
No, we don't have any deliveries to the lobby, sir. So hold on one moment, I'll put you through.
No, this is a Steinway Piano. We don't need security. We need you to open the doors.
Don't get scared, Milkman.
Don't get scared.
You're going to need help to move a piano, too, because security can help down muscle guys.
Muscle guys.
They can help you. It'd be nice to help you.
I will get a scrub.
Security. Security.
Jesus, security.
Well,
open up there. What's going on here? I wonder how I'll redial them. Tell this lady.
Security guys can help you move the piano.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good thing.
Tell this lady we need security to move the piano.
Yeah, what can help?
Yeah.
Morning, Sanderson.
Yeah, security's supposed to move this piano here for the milkman.
We're getting the security for you.
Are they in the line? Because they were supposed to help us open the door for the piano. Can you send them to the piano door? The door where the piano's coming in?
Yeah, the security is on his way now.
Okay. Yeah, who's coming down? Can I speak to them, maybe, just to find out?
You have to wait for the security, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, I was supposed to be transferred to coordinate the opening of the doors and the closing of the doors and the lifting of the piano. And the setting of the piano, moving of the piano, setting up has to be tuned. And we need someone
security
to...
Security is on its way.
But where are they going? I need to know where they're going to open the stupid doors at, lady.
I'm so sorry, but the security is on the way downstairs just to help with the piano.
Well, do you have double doors in that side or no? We're trying to coordinate here is the only problem. You understand?
So where did you park your car then?
They're going to pack my garden?
We don't have a garden.
What do you mean? You just said they're ready to pack my garden. What does that mean?
We don't have a garden.
I'm not asking about the garden. I'm telling you we need
help. I'm so sorry, sir.
I'm talking, sir. There should be double doors there somewhere because you need to have double doors. Two doors next to each other, honey. Do you know what that means, sweetie?
Hi, excuse me. This is the manager, Caroline. Now, listen. Now,
hey, buddy.
We don't have chimneys for you to come and sweep, and we don't have any delivery of a piano, so please stop calling.
I'm going to find... There's got to be something you need. Let's make a deal here, please. Steaks. My business went out of... My restaurant went out of...
It's gone.
There's got to be something we can do. Hang on. Is she American? Is Caroline American? I was going to sew
Let's
the...
See.
She's American.
She is American.
Is this the same place you call the chimney sweep people? Because she brought the chimney sweep.
Yeah, because Milkman stopped talking and I had to jump in. No, I took over there. I was trying
It's the same place. It's the same place, sir.
They had me on speakerphone and she was listening. She's already.
You're my manager.
Yeah, I'm your manager.
And they were taking notes and they were.
They're taking notes. I'm writing down everything you're saying. But do we have a prank call to break?
I analyze your voice for voice recognition for terrorism.
Yeah, the guy. No, there's the one where the guy's like, "I'm making it. I'm writing down everything you said. I'm making a note of it.
Writing down everything you're saying."
Tuck, it could be your turn. It could be your turn. I don't know what's next on this list. Wedding cakes, fish, chimney sweeps. We've done coal.
Cool.
I wish Reklu was around. He could call as the Lord Mayor of London. let me look at. Sometimes he comes on. I don't know. Not very often. He's a very busy man. And the phone number I have for him, it's for the old studio. I don't think he even works.
He's overdue for a call in. So all I can tell you.
Yeah, he is overdue for a call in. We got that poll going on in the chat page over at madhouselive.com/chat, or you can just click on the chat button at the main site, the main page over at madhouselive.com, where we're broadcasting right now. 128K. Maven's saying what's up.
Actually, Maven should call in because she's really good at doing calls.
She can call in.
She's got a lot of practice.
Yeah. It's easier if they give me their number and I Skype them in. That's the easiest way for me to do it. Or if they're on Skype, even fucking better.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to help us out, if you want to help out on the show, ladies and gents, I recommend getting on Skype. That's good, right? Because so far, well, actually, no. Just give me your cell phone, because Milkman, you're joining in just fine, and I'm just calling your cell phone, right? It's all you need to do. Give me your cell phone.
Right.
I connect you to the conference.
All you need to do.
Or just get on Skype. We'll add you in. It's crazy. Prankmaster found us on Skype.
Skype is on you.
Now with 14.4K dial-up modem. It's very nice, man. Mikey 129. But I've got him set up in an array.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm getting gigabit Ethernet here to the fiber.
Ooh, so gigabit Ethernet. Ooh,
I wish I did. I got customers where I work at.
You've got so many of those bridged together to make our connection.
I got enough 14.4K modems to make up, 10 megs. It's faster than DSL. I got a whole closet full of 14.4K modems connected to separate phone lines.
I remember before DSL and the cable modems really hit it big. They would advertise where you could just patch your little 56K modems together to get faster internet.
Yeah, the other people.
Remember when they were pitching all that, selling that stuff? And
yeah, but you had to have a separate phone line for it. Like, there were people that used to do the 56K modems. You'd have two phone lines, two 56K modems, and your computer, you bridge them together, and it's like you went up to, 100K.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, I'm such a gamer now. I'm playing Doom. I remember I knew somebody that had that. I knew somebody, his dad had that setup where he would do things of this nature.
Yeah.
He used to play Doom and Castle Wolfenstein. But Wolfenstein wasn't online, from what I understand. Doom was the first one where people started playing in LANs. Anyway. Continuing.
What the hell is this Odin?
Lones is not here yet. See, Andy's out there online. Say hey to him. Maybe he'll tune in. Yeah, there's a poll over the Madhouse chat room, what I was saying, on the chat page. Even if you're not chatting with us in there, try to go to madhouselive.com/chat. You don't have to stay there, but in there, there's a link to the poll. Just answer that. This week, I started it last week. I run the polls for a month so they accumulate because we don't get a lot of people that vote on it. But you can vote there for who do you want to see, who would you most like to see come back to Madhouse Radio to make a guest appearance. Andy's on there. I think he's one of the options. I think so far Zolar was winning up till the last time I checked. Let me log in and see what's going on with him. I'm curious now. I don't know if anybody
was on here not too long ago. But.
That's your mission. If you're listening to Madhouse Radio right now, even if it's on the podcast, 6 months from now, just go over to the Madhouse Live page.
When it actually come up.
Right.
On the.
Yeah. I'm waiting on an invite so I can make an Android app because I did the research, and to make an iTunes app for us to get it submitted to the iTunes store, which is really the only usable way for us to do it. Because unless you've got a jailbroken iPhone or iPod Touch, you can't run, really? You can't install just an app that's being hosted somewhere that's not in the store, that's not offered in the store. Android, that's not the case. You can have they just call a third party app. You just got a checkbox like, are you sure you want to trust third party apps?
Yeah,
you just go to a website on your phone. And I could just send a link out or make one of those QED looking, those funky 3-dimensional or 2-dimensional barcodes that they got now. So can people go to the website and just scan it with their Android phone and go straight to it and install it. I'm waiting on an invite from the Android developer program thing. It's supposed to come in less than 2 weeks. So when I get that, I'll go ahead and design a simple Madhouse app. I wish I could do it for iPhone. That'd be nice, but fuck that. It costs $99.
Send me a link, bro. I want to join that, man, because I got an idea for an app.
Right. But what I'm saying is... even for just to get the chance to submit the app into the store, it's $99 you got to pay for the graphical whatever. And from what I understand, I think you can only do it if you are on a Mac. Is the only way to do it. Also, something like, I don't know. It's a real big pain in the ass, and that's unfortunate. I wish they'd make it a little easier because Android's like anybody. They made their own. They have their own program that you use to. Make it really simple, like a what you see is what you get for an Android app.
Why Mac? Because of the software you use, or why Mac? Exactly?
I don't know. It's something in the process where I think that you have to be submitting it from a Mac for some reason. I don't know. I think it's what
you
use.
Have a Mac, that .Mac account, or
no,
what?
It's more like it's...
No, it's just because Apple's an idiot like that.
Apple's...
Apple.
Apple's program that you use to develop apps in, it'll only run. It's only compatible. There's only a Mac version for an Apple version for iOS. Right. For an iOS editor. Okay. Android.
Did you say you got some Mac software or OS or something?
Yeah, but I can't boot it up because neither of my two processors support hardware virtualization or something. It's called. Yeah, I gave up on it. I just I need a custom BIOS built.
You have to have an actual Mac machine.
Well, both my server over here on the right and then my laptop over here, both of them, the CPUs, the processors support it, but there's not a BIOS written that does it. I know I'm losing so many of you right now. There's not a BIOS there's sites where you can go and request one. Like, hey, can you cook me up a BIOS for a Dell, blah, 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 blah. They're like, sure, no problem, and then they send it to you, and you donate.
Gotcha.
I just haven't got it. You can donate a few bucks for it or something like that. Lonesome's in the house. Good. All right, that's good. Good thing. Now let's go ahead and take our break here.
Have you heard about a lonesome loser? He's a loser in a ho-oh.
In a ho-oh, Mo. Whoa. That's not nice. We don't talk like that here, Tuck. Misunderstood.
So I can't remember the lyrics.
When we come back, we're going to be having a good time here with numbers from Lonesome Loser. He's not sending in many, he says, but he's going to get some good ones over to us. We got more numbers from Brendan here. We got the sit go from last week where the lady went off of me because I said Jews out of Palestine, which I'm totally in agreement with. We've already talked to Junk Busters. We can try some more calls to the Sanderson Hotel where they're celebrating the 200th anniversary this week of the Burner Street prank. Low classic prank where you just... order a pizza, order a limo, order a taxi at some random company's or person's house.
Jack Pizza.
You know, we've all thought about it.
18 chin in Ireland and Italian pizza.
That doesn't work, because all the times I used to try doing that prank when I was in high school and stuff, they already had it where you had to give a phone number, and they always called it back before they deliver it, so... I don't know, they had a way, of doing it.
Because of that reason.
Yeah, because of that bullshit right there. There's ways around that. They got smart on us. You people abused your powers. How could you? And more, you know, we'll have more shit going on, so thanks for listening to Madhouse Radio. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. We're going to be playing that Yellow Nextel's call, also on a break. That caller ID is a killer. But then there was the Star 67 wars. Oh man, I gotta write a book about prank calls. The Star 67 wars, whatever. We'll be right back.
I'm going to terminate this call, thank you.
Fuck me.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box. And a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you. Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Where's astronaut Pete?
All right, everybody, moving right back into prank calls. Let's go ahead and give a call back to that sitco that needs to wash their hands. And after that, we're going to give a call to the sitco that needs to get the Jews out.
Wow.
No, I'm not saying anything bad. It's just... I'm not trying to say anything bad.
This is just the way you said it.
That's what they are.
That made it unsettling.
I've saved them as contacts, just like that. I got Jonathan's calling in. Oh, fuck. I got a business with Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan. Hey, man. You're on the air. I'm doing the show. What's going on, man?
Not much. Did you get my Google message?
No, I didn't get it. What happened? I had to do the show tonight. I didn't realize until late. What time are you leaving tomorrow? He's in Orlando.
I had to change plans. I'm already back home. Something happened, and I had to come back on
that one. Oh, I don't know. I was planning on seeing you tonight or tomorrow, but... Well, that's not good. So, you had to leave early from Orlando.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
God damn it.
Totally
damn
last
it.
Last night, I was getting ready to leave the park. My boss paged me on my pager. You see, a lot of other clients wanted to... wanted to stay for the fireworks and the laser light show at Epcot, so I had to stay with them until the park closes, and that's like 11 o'clock.
Oh, you definitely got to wait for the fireworks, yeah, but sorry, man. Well, shit. When are you coming back to Orlando, then?
Hopefully soon.
All right, well, let me know when you do.
One day the historical meeting will take place.
All right, buddy. Well,
I feel it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's Cheese Boy, everybody. Cheese Boy.
Thank you all my friends and listeners.
No, that really sucks because I was going to do breakfast with him tomorrow. I was going to head out.
Yeah,
I had plans. No, man. He was staying at Disney property, and I was going to go and there's this awesome place for a breakfast buffet. It's called Chef Mickey's. It's on Disney property, man.
When did the historical meeting will take place?
Oh, my God.
I can feel it.
To make these pancakes and with the Mickey ears, like the shape of Mickey ears. They got the best sugar-free syrup I've ever had. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, listen, you guys have the best sugar-free syrup I've ever had, man. It's awesome.
I am so happy.
Watch
so
it, Tom.
Happy.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys have the best sugar-free syrup that I've ever had, man.
What we had?
The best sugar-free syrup that I've ever had. What's going on back there? Is that TV?
Who is this going to
do? This is Cross.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, no, I was calling because of the report. We have until midnight.
I don't want to get a report.
But you have diarrhea.
Okay,
do you mean
listen.
Yes. Yes, sir. I look handsome.
That's what I said. I don't want to make any report.
I'm a very handsome boy. I'm just calling.
Okay.
I'm just calling to let you know I'm a very handsome boy, my mom said today.
Okay, bye.
When I saw my mom, she said I was a handsome boy. She did.
What?
She did. I saw my mom today. She was a very handsome boy.
Oh, I'm sure you are. I'm sure, yes. Everything your mom says,
I'm a handsome little boy.
Did she lick the tissue and then rub on your face and
yep.
See your handsome boy?
She pulled my pants up a little bit.
Oh dear.
Bass said we should ask if they're planning jihad in the background.
What?
I'm playing the song Clap Hands because I thought, you know, wash your hands.
Okay.
I just figured it went together.
Clap the dirt off.
Oh, they got the clap on the hands because they're dirty. Never get the clap. Is there a cure for the clap?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a shot in the dick? That would suck. Hello? Probably is shot in the cock.
It's a cure, though.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from Jews for Palestine. I was calling to see if you had any coffee available right now. Is there any chance of she's just hanging up?
Wow.
I started with the Jews for Palestine. Maybe she'll get...
Yeah, I see you're right. Right for the juggler, you gotta just,
yeah,
you know...
That was stupid.
You can't go for the clitoris right away.
Yeah, you gotta turn around first.
Yeah.
You gotta...
At least,
she needs her self-body lubrications, natural lubrications to come.
Yeah.
Secretions. She ain't having it. We'll try calling her back later. There's got to be someone else that works there who'll answer us, talk to us. We're going to talk about secretions.
No, she knows who you are. She knows your number. No one's going to. You're blacklisted. Ain't going to happen.
Blacklisted.
Sorry.
Anyway. Number some Lonesome Loser. Let's get him ready here. Boner Ranch. I don't know what that is.
We'll find out in a second, won't we? It says Rich, and it's like in Nirvana. I have a clue what it might be.
Yeah, I want a handsome woman that looks like Alicia Silverstone or something like that.
You want to do what?
A handsome woman that looks like Alicia Silverstone. Or that girl from Dirty Dancing movie, you remember? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I want the handsome woman. Yeah, is this the Boner Ranch?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to book a handsome woman. For tomorrow evening.
You're kind of a smart-ass son of a bitch, aren't you?
No, I'm not son of a bitch.
No, you goddamn son of a bitch.
No, buddy, it's not like that. Oh, man, shit. Damn it. Sir. You're still there. Sir, you don't have to be like that. Hello? Hello, sir? You didn't have to be like that.
Smart ass son of a bitch, hang it up. Bitch.
Hello.
Sir, you didn't need to be like that, okay?
Okay, you son of a bitch.
I'm not son of bitch. Don't.
Don't. Wow.
He doesn't have to talk about like that. That's not necessary.
Okay. This is not necessary.
That would make a good ringtone, Jill. Put that down. Write that down on the big board there, Milkman. Ringtone, son of a bitch. I think that's a Tyler show. Son of a bitch.
Yes.
With an exclamation point at the end.
Hello.
Hey, we don't need to be like that. Come on, sir. I'm a brother in Christ. Okay?
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Who?
This is Cross, and with International Business Machines.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mother said I was a very handsome boy today, and I thought I'd call in and celebrate that with you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She's, you know, I was looking for a handsome woman.
Is that right? You're kind of smart, son of a bitch. Are you a goddamn Indian or something?
No, I'm Asian.
Asian.
Korean. I guess cool.
He is like aliens, apparently.
Some of it.
He's a racist and an asshole.
He's a racist and an asshole. He's been calling me son of a bitch for the last 10 minutes. Yeah, I guess so. Trying to get Milkman back on the line.
They just like queers, haven't they?
He doesn't like queers. I don't like queers.
And I will. Poor Rickens. Asians. I like standing in this
island. Anyway. My Indian. Indians are smart, everybody.
Where's Milkman? He's gone.
Jonathan sent me a text message. Send me a text message that says Cheese Boy.
I haven't heard from Milkman since the break.
Man, let me try to call him back. Let me just try to reset the numbers here. Hang on. I'll contact you again. Call.
Hello?
Milkman, are you coughing again?
Yeah, man.
Poor fucking
guy. Nah.
Alright, hang on. Lonesome Loser sending me a number here. Let's see. Snooker's Parlor. No, Slick's Liquor. Slick's Liquor. There we go. That's what I wanted. Got about an hour left to show. You are tuned into Madhouse Radio for November 19th now, Friday.
Not call in, Germano, after this call.
You have to call in. Look, when you need a nebulizer or something, dude.
Hello, Slick.
Hey there, buddy. I've got $50 to spend.
All right.
I was wondering your gin. What's the closest to 50 you get?
What's that?
What's the closest to 50 you get on your gin?
Gin?
Yeah.
Let's see. We got those Tanqueray and Tanqueray number 10 or something.
Is that Black People Gin?
No, those are top notch.
What's the Black People Gin?
There's no particular. They like what they like.
Are you Korean?
Yes, I am.
My dad's Korean, but I don't speak Korean.
Oh, really?
My mother was a nurse in the army.
Very nice.
And she raped a Korean man in the Korean War.
Oh, okay.
She was a sick person. She was a sick person. She was addicted to the heroin that she would give the soldiers in the Korean War at the 38th parallel. And then one night she went crazy and she raped two men.
Oh, man.
From the north, yeah.
Wow.
So.
It's quite a story.
It is. Do you, there was this show I was watching where you people have a secret alarm. He's already hung up. Hang on. I'm going to ask him about the secret alarm. Hello? Hello, sir?
Yeah?
Hey, you have a secret alarm there, right?
You do?
When the black person comes in, you know the secret sign that you do?
Really?
That you watch them, yeah. Because we have you on tape that you were watching a black person that went in there special. You were doing special washing. And that you were saying, hurry.
Really?
That it says here that we have you, and there was a woman there who said, hurry up and buy.
Really?
Yeah. So, do you have anything to say about that?
Not at all. Nothing to say about it.
So there's no racial profiling going on here?
Not at all. Why should I? I'm Korean myself.
No, but he was a black person. Like, hey, man.
What about it?
Well, a black man came in and you were watching him, like, extra special, extra careful, he says.
I don't know. You have something disgusting. I don't know who I'm talking to.
No, this is Cross. I'm calling from International Business Machines.
Oh, very nice.
Right. You stupid son of a bitch.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Mr.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Horse. Bye.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, ass. Stupid fucking asshole. I hate it when they don't work out. When I do bad prank calls, I hate it. That was bad. Yeah.
I think he barely had a handle on English.
Who's it?
Don.
Don.
My quick.
Don.
Alright, we got the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop. This is, I believe, the place where the show Pawn Shop assholes on the gay channel, Bravo. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? There's those asshole people that pawn stuff off. And they have a pawn shop in Vegas. And
I've heard about it. Yeah, they go around to everybody's bars and get all the junk.
No. Funny pawn jerks.
I'm not much of a TV watcher.
Phony pawn jerks.
I'm a girl watcher.
I gotta buy an outbound number again. It's showing up unavailable instead of showing the Vegas number. And people don't want to answer when they say.
When you called me. When you call me, it's showing a number.
Oh, it does? All right, cool.
I'll tell you later where it is. Yeah.
Is it a Vegas 702? That's all you got to say.
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, shit. No.
No. Yeah, I'll type you the area code anyway. I got it on the phone.
I want to mention, I don't pay attention much to NCAA basketball. I don't find a lot of fun in basketball on the college level, but why is there so much NCAA basketball going on right now? I don't understand. Like, starting Monday, it's been like nonstop basketball college level. It's not even March yet. Isn't that March Madness? All right, Milkman, I got it. Thank you, sir. You snitch.
I have no idea, man. I don't follow the b-ball much.
Milkman's
especially not college b-ball.
Yeah, dude, but Michael Vick fucking had a good game. He had a good fucking game. That fucking asshole bitch. Because of him, I lost my fantasy football game. Because of his points. Because the son of a bitch had him starting. Some white person. All right, let's see if Big Brenda's working tonight at Woodman's Market. Let's give him a call.
Oh, no.
Big Booty Brenda.
Kill,
I'm in a saucy mood. Well. Is the whole music of that set go. Oh, I'm so calling this place back for this music.
Mother of women.
Yeah, may I speak with Brenda, please? Hello?
She's not answering.
Oh, no big booty Brenda? That's her. I know that was her. I just wanted to get that nasty comment out to her because I'm a nasty man. Anyway, let's call that Sitgo station again. What do you say there, big milkman?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play this music for them so they can hear it. No, they're not answering now. Shit. Pretty sure they're closed now. Oh, well. Well, some while it lasted. Call them the Outpost Saloon, just a moment.
Who was that there? Was it Shorty, and the song got a big old booty. No, that's old there. That's real old.
Is that LL Cool J? I got it.
I thought it was Short Short.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, what's going on with the phone there? You got a lot of fuzz on it. Is there a problem?
Excuse me?
Your phone sounds like badness. Very bad phone. Why? Huh? Somebody paged me from this phone number.
I can't understand you, hon.
Somebody paged me from this stupid phone number. Some stupid person. Who comes here?
Try calling back, hon. I can't understand you.
Stupid ass. God, her phone sucks. Never mind.
That was horrible.
Stupid liar.
I think it was Shorty Short or Short Short. What was his name? I think that was his name.
Whatever. It's gonna be a long hour, everybody. It's gonna be a long fucking hour. We'll get through it. Got a Church of Scientology mission. Give them a call, see what's up. Sure, why not?
Tell them you're Mr. Cruz, Cross Cruz.
Yeah.
Could be his agent.
Church of Scientology, how can I help you?
Hello there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, that's good. I had a question about possible membership.
Okay. What was your name?
This is Cross.
Okay. Let me get someone to help you.
What was your name?
One moment.
Is this the
Nicole.
All right, big Nicole.
It's Nicole.
All right, Nikki.
All right, let me get someone to help you.
All right.
One second. Hi, this is Katie. How can I help you?
Hey, Brenda. How you doing?
This is Katie.
Oh, hey. Listen, I was interested in getting one of those scans.
Scans for what?
You got a scan machine there that scans me?
Not sure what you're talking about?
I don't know. It was some kind of evaluation scanning machine that you people put on me. I was told by someone that I had a lot of potential.
Okay.
So I'm looking to come in and get the scan. You know, get the print.
So we do personality tests. We don't do scanning.
That's a personality test?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just measures the displacement of the water, right?
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, displacement of water.
So what are you interested in learning more about?
Displacing and moving water.
Oh, okay. We're talking about something totally separate.
No, it's possible, though, because I've done it.
I understand. We're talking about self-improvement courses and things like that. Is that what you're interested in?
No, self-displacement.
Okay, well, I think we're talking about two different things.
No, no, you're saying self-displacement. That's what I'm talking about.
Is there an actual question that I can help you with?
Yes, there's the ability to move matter. You know, some people say you can only move it within a few meters. But I'm mm-hmm. saying, like, you could do it within certain miles or kilometers, certain distances. You can move matter, actually, in its physical form, and have it move literally by bending, you know, just bending the actual space in between the two certain points.
Okay.
And it can be done. Yeah, it's just as simple as displacing water is.
Okay.
So I've got an idea about this. I wanted to add it to your funny book.
My funny book. Which one would that be?
The one that I roll up and make joints out of.
I figured you'd be that bored. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for your time, man. Take care.
I like to lick the clitoris. All right. That's pretty weak. I don't know. Let's talk about water displacement.
You set that one in. You pick up space and you bend it.
You pick up space and you bend it?
And it flows towards you. Yeah, you pick up space and you bend it and it flows towards you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought that was an LL Cool J song. Brennan got a big old butt. Is it just big old butt?
Maybe it is. I think you're right. My mistake. I think you're right.
No, but I'm trying.
Now that you said it again.
Oh, yeah. It's just called big old butt because he says like 1,000 different girls. Not 1,000.
Right. And he's going to talk about Brandon got a big old butt.
Right, we'll play that here.
All right. You got it? Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. We'll play here.
Old school classic. Right here in the matter.
I gotta find a way to get us listening this stuff on Skype, you know, so we can share the wealth.
You can't do it like from another computer and like log in on that.
I don't know. Have
another Skype, can you?
I don't know how I do it, man.
What about in your Android and logging in on Skype and then sending it to adding it to the conversation and then having to play music?
Someone's asking me,
Jesus, bring another Skype call.
Someone asking me if I still do Madhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about Tina having a big old butt.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear this. This is old school, bro. I know I told you I'd be true. Tina got a big old butt. You're going to make me laugh because there's this girl named Brenda, and she was in the swimming pool. We started playing that song for her.
Right. The system blasting.
Cold 40 dog. Oh, this is long old times.
Anyway, continuing on, we bullshitted enough. We got more numbers to call here. Let's call the Boner Ranch first, though. The guy just likes to call me son of a bitch. I'm going to tell him that Brenda's got a big old butt, and that's why I'm leaving him.
Yeah. She gave me a kiss. I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing.
Hello.
Yeah, Brenda has a big old butt, so I'm leaving you.
You're a wise bastard, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Very wise. Wise and old.
Yeah.
Guess how old I am?
Oh, about 2 years.
You're a stupid horse's ass to say something like that, a disrespectful old man. I bet you pass away before I do. The only way that won't happen is if it's an accident, and that would be a damn shame, because my mother said today that I'm a handsome boy.
You cocksucking son of a bitch.
I just love that guy's insults. That's awesome. Thanks, sir. Needed that. Something positive for the show.
Went to the kitchen and got sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know
know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. He sounds like this guy that I called for about a year back when I was in middle school, and I kept asking for Chris because I misdialed my friend Chris Castillo's number. And I called him. I was like, is Chris there? And he was real pissed off, and it was just an accident. He's like, no, I ain't no Chris here. Yeah. And he hung up the phone. I was like, is that how it is, asshole? Fine. I'm going to torture you for a year. And every day I call him. And every time, like, no, there's no Chris. And one day I'd say, wait a minute. Every once in a while, like, I got to go, hey, wait a minute. He's like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. Is this blah, 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 blah? It's like, no, it's not. So Chris isn't there? No. And I hang up. Call him for a whole year straight. It was back in the day, back before caller ID and all that. You could do stuff like that still. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
Before the
that was the shit, buddy.
Before the Star 67 wars. Digital.
Yeah, before digital switching began, that was cool.
Yes, sir. It's the Star 67 wars. We got to do a book about the Star 67 wars. Prank call.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Listen there, big girl. I was wondering about that mission over there that you guys were talking about. Hello? The logging mission? You know what I'm talking about? Hello, sir? Sir, you're still there. I'm calling them in. I'm conferencing you in. Calling Hombre Negro. It's a busy number. Ah, shit, that ain't gonna work. We got somebody in England. Let's give them a call here. Wake them up. Oh, we got a salvage place where a guy answered saying yes really loud. All right, let's give them a call and complain about that. Also, we got to call the hotel again, Milkman. Well, we've done a piano. We did chimney sweeping. What's next?
Oh, my gosh.
We should call them an actual taxi.
Yeah. Destined from the chat room.
Pasquale, no. That was a wrong number. I never learned what it was.
Yeah.
Hey, big guy. I was wondering if you were awake already. I got your morning wake-up call here, sir. Before you do that, listen. Hey. Hey, buddy. He's gone already. I'm going to try him again. That was stupid. I lost track. I didn't know what I was doing or calling. He got me from behind. No, I didn't even... Who did I call? I called someone else. I called a local number.
What did I do? You said I called someone that looked like an American number. Maybe the last number you dialed,
It was Cooter Salvage. Hang on, man. I'll be honest with you. I took a sleeping pill. I got to get to bed soon. It's already starting to affect my... My hemoglobins.
Oh, no.
Hang on. Dragon here. Dragon ass.
I had a pampering earlier.
My one, don't hurry with it, Chuck. My one, don't hurry with it. My one, don't hurry with it.
I've had pampering before for a headache. It works. It's the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, sir.
It's the UP.
Oh.
English style.
Is that even on there?
Alright, we're calling the UK instead. Let's try that. This is RP Windsor. Maven wants to do cakes. Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is 201. Who is this?
Yeah, why did you take so long to answer the phone? What's the big deal over there? I got a lot of people I got to call tonight. I don't appreciate
it. Who is this calling?
This is your wake-up call. I'm calling from International Business Telephone Machines.
Well, you've got the wrong number. This is not the number that you should be ringing. This is the middle of the night here, so please do not ring this number again. It's a wrong number.
You stupid jerk, you requested a wake-up call.
Oh, that's
that's a good one. You gotta save
Welcome
that one.
To BT Answers.
Why do they give their numbers out at the end anyway? God.
You gotta cut right into him too. What time is it? You called my number.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a Windsor. He said I should have said. Hello. They hung over. They hung right up. All right, we gotta cut more UK numbers on some chop chop. Right away. Should we get more numbers here pretty soon? It's called Tourist Home in Utah.
Home of the Mormons in Glen Beck.
And the underwears. You know, they wear those special underwears.
Ask him about Joseph Smith.
Camera front view.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I had a suggestion over there, but you don't have a suggestion box in that stupid place. Why? Huh? Hello? Listen. Hello, ma'am. Please. Please talk. Hello? Damn it. Call him back. Prince William was caught with a hooker. Dialing up just a moment, folks. Come on, number. You can do it. I'm going to have fun listening to the show tomorrow. Aww. Oh. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
No. No, you're still there. Don't do it. Come on. You don't have to do it. Whatever.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. You plonk, your plonker. I was calling interested for a reservation. Hello.
Can you check your phone number, please? You've got the wrong phone number.
This is 3677. Again. This is Windsor. Right?
Say that again?
This is Windsor, 3677.
Yeah, what is it you're after?
I want an invitation to the royal wedding.
Can you put the phone down, please? Thank you.
No, I can't. I'm from the United States of America, and I demand you give me an invitation. Hello, ma'am? Ugh. Call the other one back.
Can you put the phone down, please?
Do you know what time it is? What time
okay,
it
is? You're gonna tell me.
Listen.
Hello, can I help you?
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's 5:29, and if this is... Where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from the call center, Chicago, Illinois, for the morning wake-up call, 5:25. You're 4 minutes late, sir. I'm gonna get a demerit.
Now, listen, this is... I'm in London. My name... I'm not going to give you my name.
No, this is Mr. Windsor. Time.
Yes, and why do you keep ringing me?
Because I called
because
the...
I give...
Ma'am, listen, I called the embassy in London, and they said that I was going to be put in touch with the person who was going to handle me with the invitation from the House of Windsor. So here we are.
Yeah, well, look, my surname happens to be Windsor, but I am absolutely nothing to do with that whatsoever. This is a private house in the middle of a suburb, and I don't have to go to work today.
Oh.
And I would appreciate it if you would delete this number from your call circle. They have got completely the wrong name. They've just picked a name out of the telephone book. That's all they have done. Now, please do not ring this number again.
Well, I called...
Okay?
I called...
It's the completely the wrong number. So, nothing to do with that at all.
You can't give me an interview or an invitation to the royal wedding, then?
I certainly cannot. Someone's having a joke with you.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a private number, and I'm very sorry, but all they've done is picked a number out of a phone book.
Well,
now, please do not ring this number again. I have people in this house trying to get some sleep.
Well, I just want to advise you. Listen, hang on. Just to make sure that we fix this, I don't want you to get another problem with me and not be nasty again.
All right.
But
all right.
The Circle caller machine has the wrong number. Now, it's going to call you again, and you have to opt out, because if not, then it might keep calling you tomorrow. In 24 hours.
Well, what do I do? I will just not answer the phone, then. Is that the way around it?
Well, it'll call every 5 minutes until it gets a response. And then
how do you get it out of the system, then?
You dial *#9.
I do that as soon as I put the phone down.
You can do it right now, but I have to hit the button first. Are you ready?
Well, hang on. What do I do? *##9. Pound?
Yes.
I haven't got a pound sign on this phone.
Yeah, the hash, maybe you have a hash sign.
Oh, yeah, *##9. All right, thank you, do that now.
You have to upgrade to the pound sign, though. I don't know if it's going to take,
but
we can try. You ready? We got to do it. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. It's got you down authorized for 30 days of the service. Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Right. Still there. They're still there.
Someone moving from Chicago wanting an invitation to the royal wedding. Was this the House of Windsor? Of course, my phone. I was going to wear my phone in. But there's obviously some practical joke. There's no invitation of the name at the stage for heaven's sake. The hell is going on? He said that the number had been automatically put in the system to ring every 5 minutes until the caller, I don't know, he said put that number. I hope that's right, because if I put that in, it shouldn't keep ringing and ringing.
Then the other thing is to ring
AT&T
if it rings again.
Then put a block on it. In any case, right out. Half an hour of sleep.
It was a male, female?
Male ringing from Chicago wanting an invitation for the royal wedding, and he was given a number for the House of Windsor. This number. So it's a practical joke. Someone's just given a number. As I said, pick a number out of 70.
Maybe I'll have a go at her real quick. That'd be nice.
What's the problem with having a number in the phone book?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
Oh my God. What did they think it was that whole time? She thought it was something. She's like, oh, what's the matter, honey? What did she think it was? I thought it was... I don't know if they thought it was a kid or a dog. I think he said a chicken at some point.
It sounded like a cat. sounded more like a cat.
And then in the end, he realized it was coming from the phone, and he was quite pissed off when he hung up in anger. That's too funny. No, they
That's
thought...
a good call. You know, there's this condensed little part to that, and join the whole thing up.
I boosted everything up as high as I could, but...
you did a good job. I could hear him in the background.
Yeah, I would say it'd be nice if he had a good go at her. Like, now I want to fuck you. Oh, man. I just heard that weird noise. I was doing it right into the mic, like, really. Milkman, you could hear how loud it was. I was doing it away from the...
Yeah, it was really loud.
I was doing it away. I took the Skype mic back. They were hearing it in the background.
I was going to say, because...
They were hearing it in the background.
Yeah, you could hear it.
Yeah, well, they could
hear it.
Yeah,
they heard it. They were responding to it.
Yeah, and they're like, what is that? And he's like, let's try to find it. And he finally figured it out.
We got to save that number. The Windsors. Caller Circle Machine. There's a new one.
Oh, that was too funny.
Oh, yeah.
MSG3 Clay had heard Sweet Pea. That's the name of my parents' cat. My parents' cat who attacked me, like, got really mad. I was roughhousing with her. And she's usually okay. I guess she was just in a cunty mood because she got really mad and she bit me really hard. She tore into me in my hand and she hissed at me, like, really loud. I was like, geez, Sweet Pea, all right. Uh-oh. Like that. Little bitch. She's in a bad mood
too. Dang. Yeah. She just approved 30 days service from the Circle Caller Machine.
He did. I told him.
That was gold.
And I pulled the cable on the laptop on accident, like right when he did that. We missed his reaction. He was like, "Oh gold."
Oh.
My bad. Oh man. I can't wait for the show, Dan. I'm going to listen to that as soon as the show's over. I'm going to replay that. I can't wait to hear it. They're so stupid.
You can hear them the whole time in the background. Yeah. That'd be great. You just
he
take some boost background audio up.
He called from Chicago. And he said he was trying to call the House of Windsor. All right.
Mr. Gomes.
In the Universal Triangle Machines. International Triangle. Triangle International Machines. Triangle Machines International. Hello. Oh, they hung right up. They did not like that.
Casino? No, sir.
We got one number left here from Lonesome Loser.
I'm a gambler.
I still can't believe that shit at the end.
That cat shit was killing me. I like that. I was like, "Reed, what were you blowing?"
She's like,
"What the hell was blowing on?"
It's so trapped.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the House of Windsor?
Yeah.
Yes, I want an invitation to the wedding, please.
What are you talking about?
The wedding that you're going to have over there, I want an invitation, damn it. I'm friends of King Crypto.
Oh, damn.
This is King Crypto calling you.
What did you say?
nothing. Could be something if they put the phone up, you know.
Still there and not doing nothing.
It's a number here. I'm sorry you called that number.
Alright. I'll sing up and they're not playing. They kind of heard it at first.
What the hell is that thing? What is it?
Oh, I can't wait to hear that shit again. Yeah, that is true. Two
in it's a row. Like a reed or something.
I don't know why they
it
can't.
It is loud.
It's just me going, really loud, but I'm sticking my mouth. The microphone's
oh.
It's like in between. Oh, it's in between my teeth. I'm putting the microphone in between my teeth.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hmm. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
This is sound funny. I wish I could hear it on the other end.
It sounds like a cat. it sounds like a cat crying.
All right. I think we're done. We're out of numbers. We've called all the numbers. Yeah? No, we got one last one. Lonesome, no more numbers. Take it easy, brother. You got the night off. Thanks, man. This has been fun. You can rest assured. Weapons down. Lonesome Loser, you did a great job tonight, sir. Thank you. Always a gentleman and a scholar, my good friend. Brendan also.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this the Windsor home?
Yes.
Yeah, this is King Crypto, and I demand you to give me an invitation to your wedding. What kind of disrespect is this?
What?
I'm King Crypto.
Who's the LC?
Yeah. Well, I'm the king of crypto, and you're supposed to invite me to this wedding of this stupid punk kid of yours.
What?
This is the House of Windsor, right?
Pardon?
This is the House of Windsor?
Yes.
Well, invite me to your wedding.
Whose wedding?
The House of Windsor wedding.
Hey?
The one of that Wales kid, you know? That William kid?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm King Crypto. You're supposed to invite me because I'm royalty.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I want an invitation, please.
Do you?
Yeah, I want an invitation. You know what for?
What for?
To put my fist in your big fat nose.
Oh, yeah, what for?
Because you're a pervert.
Am I?
That's right.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. No.
And who are you?
I'm Cross. I'm calling from America.
From America?
Yeah, the greatest country in the world.
Do you know what time it is?
12:44 in the morning.
But not here, it isn't.
Over there, it's like 5:45 right now, right?
Yeah, I know, but so what gives you the idea that I wanted to be woken up at this time in the morning?
What's the big deal? Are you a lazy old man?
No, I'm not a lazy old man.
Do you pay for your medical insurance, or do you actually, like, eat off of the company, the country, on the national health machine?
No, I work.
You're a burden on the country, sir.
Okay, then, well, I'm off to work anyway.
Can you do me a favor? Can you put the phone down and give your wife a good working over there while we listen?
Oh. Rightio. Okay, bye.
You're not interested in that? All right. Whatever. All right, Milkman, I think we've done our job here for the night.
Oh, my God. It's been a crazy night. There you see how it is in the madhouse.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't you dare miss it, Ev. every week. That's right. The same old back cave, the same old back time right here. We want you to tune in, bring your friends, bring your enemies. But first, we'd like to thank some of our friends and lovable listeners here in the Madhouse. Thank Mr. Locha Musa, our number hit man. Thank you so much. And our incredible editors, Mr. Kokanee and Baz. Thank you so much for your help and assistance. Good catches, guys. Mr. Nunu, our UK local troublemaker. Thank you so much for joining us. And May, that's right, the house hot girl. I thought I heard the cats.
The cat's coming back.
The house hot girl, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. MST3 Clay, Wasted, and all of our other friends right here at 98.6 The Mouth. Bad Boys of Iowa, Brendan, Caustic, Krishnav, Justin Corrupt, Manaconda, KDK, Mikey129, thanks a lot. Ken, also, thanks for some of the great numbers. And also, Mission in Action, Mr. The Dead. We look forward to hearing from you again sometime soon. But we'd like to thank you, especially our listeners. That's right. We love you. And we do this show every week for your enjoyment right here to tickle your internet earballs. We don't ask you to pay a dime. We just ask that you give some time and bring some friends. Or better yet, send some enemies our way because we love y'all right here in the Madhouse. But what will we do without our fearless leader of the militia right here in the Madhouse of General Lissimo? Thank you so much for having us on and providing us with some more fun and laughs. And don't forget to tell everybody about your Thanksgiving show you got coming up there. Over to you, Big Boss.
Thank you. All right, so we got a show next Thursday for Thanksgiving. Tuck was on the show earlier. We didn't get it back in. Apologize about that, Tuck. Yeah, definitely good calls tonight. Especially that more recent one with the chicken dying or whatever that was. I don't know. That's it for us. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be doing a show Thanksgiving night. That's our next show. Be sure to check out MadhouseLive.com. Visit it. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you, Lonesome Loser, Brandon, for sending in numbers, Baz, Kokanee, for editing pranks. Everyone else who contributed, Nunu. We had fun calling your hotel. Next week, we will order them some pizzas and stuff. We'll go a step further. For now, we'll let them have their chimney sweeping and their piano. It got a little hot. A little hot over there, sir. A little hot.
Caroline was not pleased.
No, sir. All right, thank you, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
Peace out. We love you.